We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. At this time every week, we're joined by our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Got a great docket for her today. She's going to solve all these legal cases. But we got one thrown in right at the last second because Chris Dim did a story in the Dim Report that got me absolutely on fire in here. And I would stand with this mother, I don't care, all the way to the end. However, Chris Dim says, wait till our lawyer tells you why you're wrong. Let's see if she does just that. Lisa Lanier, hello and how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing well. Here's this add-on story. It'll take you not long to diagnose this one. A Texas mom is in some trouble because her son came home from school and was upset that his classmate, and her son's 10, and somebody in his school, we don't know the other boy's age, came down the hall and swiped his...
At recess
and swiped his sports drink, Gatorade, and drank it. Bullying behavior. Just took it and drank it. So the mom says, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. You take this to school. She took a Gatorade bottle and filled it with vinegar, salt.
And lemon.
And she gave it to the boy and said, don't drink this. Just have it. So the next day, bully comes along, swipes the drink.
Give me your drink.
Takes a swig.
What's in this?
Has to be taken to the emergency room after drinking lemon juice, salt, and vinegar. And what I say is, good for you, mom. That'll show him. What the police say is, you're under arrest. Has she broken a law? Because I don't think so. And if there is a law there, change it. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm with you and the mom, but so here's what I'm not clear on.
Yep.
Why did the kid have to be taken to the emergency room? Because
right.
Typically none of those are dangerous. You know, they're unless he and you know sometimes if you are shocked by drinking vinegar. I've seen people do this. Like when everybody's trying to do the apple cider vinegar thing for their health, you drink it and it kind of shocks you, hits the back of your throat wrong, and you inhale it.
Yep.
That's awful.
Yep.
But unless it was something like that, I think maybe he just kind of overreacted and thought he had been poisoned, you know, and was like, oh my God, and necessarily took him. Because it just said that they, you know, they checked him out and released him. I don't think he was actually harmed.
Mm.
So I think they're going to have a hard time if he wasn't actually harmed because, you know, it's clear you can't booby trap something like with something that's dangerous. That's been well settled in all jurisdictions for a long time. Like she couldn't have put cyanide in the Gatorade, you know, or something like that. But just to put something foul in it, I don't think that there's anything illegal about that. And I think good on her for doing that. You know,
wow.
I mean,
God darn, we got one right.
Finally.
What in the world?
Yeah.
How long have you been coming on this show, Lisa?
15 years.
Mark this day. Biggie, hit record.
This is shocking.
Hit record. I got one right. This is the first time she's ever said, yeah, I think you're.
That would have been different if the kid would have offered it to the bully.
I agree.
And said,
I agree.
Here, have this.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Completely
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
I think she should be able to get. And they said even though they charged her, they've already put the, because I think they're getting a lot of backlash for arresting her. They said, hang on, we're still investigating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're trying to get to the bottom of, you know, was there something about the concoction that was medically dangerous? And if that's the case, then she's in trouble. But if it was just foul, and you know, we had a guy in our office years ago that used to steal people's lunches and like eat right out of their containers.
Mm-hmm.
And we never could exactly prove that it was him because we didn't like have cameras back then. But we used to do kind of fun stuff, like inside, like if you had some Chinese takeout, you know,
mm-hmm.
he would come and just help himself to some of it
mm-hmm.
and put it back in there. So we used to start, you know, we started putting little signs in there that says, you know, I licked this or, you know, that kind of thing. We never actually put a substance in it, but we thought about it. We thought
yeah.
about putting something like a you know, a laxative or something
right,
in there.
Right.
Or chili powder.
Well, now, what about laxative? Would that rise, because that could make you ill, that could make you have diarrhea.
I think if she'd put a laxative in there, I think that would have been a problem.
And human body waste would be over the line.
That's over the line.
Of course.
Be way over the top.
How about this? What if she put something in there? Let's say he's horribly allergic to lemon juice, and she put it in there and not knowing he was allergic to lemon juice, and he had a terrible allergic reaction. Would she be in trouble then?
I think she'd still be in trouble then if he had an allergy.
Me
yeah.
too. But he ain't sick.
He's just a bully.
He's just an old bully.
I think he was just putting on. I think they need to.
Yeah. He's an old put on. He's a wuss and he's
put
a
on.
Bully.
Yeah.
He's weakling and a bully, and I hope he gets his comeuppance. I'm glad.
Are you being this defiant because you're the lunch stealer in this room?
Okay. One time, Lisa.
One time.
One time. One
Labeled for life.
Do you know about me biting into our friend Neil's sandwich that time? I don't know if...
I heard about that. Neil needs to just lick his sandwich first.
Well, this was one time, and it was cut in half. So I cut it to make it look like I hadn't eaten it, but one side of the sandwich was a lot smaller than the other.
He knew.
He knew, and then he was like, "Who had my sandwich?" And then everybody knew it was me.
Who?
Yeah, who did
that one?
Okay, that's a great report. I love that ad on here. Now, this one, you've already said you have a personal relationship with this because you have stayed at the hotel where Michael Farchi of California stayed. He was there over the holidays. And while he stayed at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, after having a nice stay there for a few days, it's the day after Christmas, the morning after Christmas, early morning hours, he feels a stinging pain as if someone had stabbed him in his testicles. He gets up, tells the story now.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
So
a scorpion
had
gotten scrotum.
In the scrotum, and they comped him a room and said, "Oh, we're sorry about that." He says, no, I want more than that. I'm suing you for letting these scorpions in the room. Let me see if we can get two in a row. I'm on the hotel side because I don't think they can keep a rogue scorpion from running in or having someone go to the desert and bring the scorpion back in their pocket, either intentionally or unintentionally. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa?
Well, you're one for two.
This is wrong. Come on now. Come on.
But yeah. I will say that it was not apparently. Now, this is if these allegations are true. It was apparently not a rogue scorpion. But, you know, in Nevada, scorpions are everywhere. It's kind of like for these hotels and businesses, scorpions are akin to cockroaches or bed bugs or ants or whatever. You know, it's a vermin that you have to exterminate or have an extermination plan. And apparently there has been a problem. It's a very nice, I haven't been there in about 10 or 12 years, but it was a very nice hotel when I stayed there. Mm-hmm. But they apparently, at least his lawyer claims that he has multiple prior incidents of scorpions in rooms and that they didn't have a proper extermination plan for these. And in Nevada, there's a pretty strong premises liability law that says that they have a duty to keep him safe and to warn him of known dangers. So that's a pretty strong duty. And so I think they're going to potentially have a problem there.
Mm. All right. Okay.
He's going to rock them like a hurricane.
Yeah, I like the hotel, but we got a scorpion issue.
The scorpions are back.
Another scorpion. Yeah, it's like apparently it's very common in Nevada in general, and that the lawyer claims that they have a real problem with it at the Venetian.
Man. What? Okay.
You expect them at the Globe. But, the Sphere.
Exactly. It's a Venetian, really?
I am surprised.
You know, I have a relationship with the Venetian, too. I've not stayed there like Lisa Lanier. But 15 and a half years ago, I took the solo gondola ride down the fake canals of the Venetian.
Oh, yeah.
He's by himself, and he took the fake canal ride at the Venetian.
Sad.
Now, I want to clear the record, though. I'm on record as saying if they have a problem that there's multiple scorpions, I'm on the guy's side. But if it's one rogue scorpion, I think that would be wrong because anyone could bring in a scorpion. Accidentally.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. And I'm with you. If it was an isolated incident, then they wouldn't have notice of an ongoing problem. But here, if it's true, his lawyer, and also, you know, I think sometimes these things can be avoided. The news reports of this said that they comped him his stay. Mm-hmm. But what he said when interviewed, I watched it this morning, he said that they didn't comp him anything, that they didn't even apologize. They just were like, okay, here's your bill. Get out. You know, and then that seemed to be the bigger insult to him because he's come back from the hospital, you know, with his testicles hurting, and they're just like, here's your bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with all of that.
Was it poisonous, the scorpion? Do we know? Is he just they're not. Do they have poison?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're poisonous. Yeah, but and I think it depends on, you know, a lot of factors about its age and size and stuff, whether how deadly it is. But but they can be deadly. And it's apparently a real problem in, you know, that part of the country, not even just Nevada, but out there. And they have them coming in, you know, buildings and apartments.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Here I am. A scorpion can pop up anytime.
Yep.
All right. One for two. Let's go for the next. I believe in the airline, in mom versus airline in this. It's Delta Airlines that's being sued by Erica Garrity. because she said they forced her to discard one of her two carry-on bags, which one was filled with breast milk, and another carried her breast pump and a second bag of breast milk, so that she was not allowed to pump on the plane. And while she was on a flight, breast milk started leaking from her breasts, yep. And she was soaked through her blouse in front of other passengers and coworkers, causing stares and whispers. And when she left the plane, she found that the pump had been broken, shattered by accident during the flight. Yeah. Now, she said, I had extreme pain because I couldn't pump.
And she needed pumping.
And it was overflowing, obviously.
Pump up the jam.
It's all over her clothing.
And people were whispering.
Lisa, Delta Airlines says, no, we're refuting every bit of this. Are you on the airline side or the new mom side?
I'm with the airline on this one. I think, you know, it's clear that you can only have one carry-on if that's, you know, the ticket you bought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these ladies and gentlemen at the gate, man, they're vicious. They're not going to let you take two bags. You got to know that. You're going to have to gate check one of them.
Yep.
And when that happens, you see people do this all the time. You get reorganized. You know, I mean, she could have taken the bag on with the pump, but mm-hmm. she chose to check that one. So she made a decision between two bags. And, I mean, I think she should have checked the other one. It had breast milk in it, but, you know, take some out if you're mm-hmm. if that's the concern. You know, take a bottle out or whatever.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't see her where she can blame them for her choice of which bag she checked.
Well, poor thing was stared at the whole flight, she said, because her boobs were soaked.
Yeah. I mean, I hate it for her, but, yeah, she should have taken the pump on the plane.
There it is.
Terrible. Pump on the plane.
Shirt soaked.
And everybody around her would have had to, you know, sit there while she pumped. But yeah,
Biggie says some guys were like, "Could I sit next to her? Yeah. Let's get over
here." Yeah, it's terrible what's happening. I'll sit here.
This is awful. Next case to New Mexico, also in the desert Southwest, but this doesn't involve scorpions. This involves a content creator. Whose name is Alden Hamdi. And what he does oftentimes is do a little song and dance over on TikTok. And recently, because he works at a dry cleaner's, he saw the opportunity. A New Mexico State Trooper uniform was at the dry cleaner. And he took the uniform, put it on, and did some comedic performance at the dry cleaner or at his home. I think he was at the dry cleaner. Nonetheless, he put it up on TikTok. The state troopers noticed this, and they've arrested him charged him with impersonating an officer. He and his lawyer says, this is ridiculous.
I just thought it was another video at the end of the day. I didn't think that anything was going to come of it. I thought it was something that, you know, could get a good laugh, and not everyone was laughing at it.
The big twist in the case now is not only is he being charged with impersonating an officer, he's countersuing the police department because here's his lawyer. His lawyer says, oh, the problem is that it's violating his First Amendment rights to be a creator.
The fact of the matter is here is they didn't like Mr. Hamdi's joke. They didn't like his TikTok, and so they are seeking to punish him for his speech. We cannot allow that to happen.
That's freedom of speech. But what we have said, and I never could get resolved, is that he's a dry cleaner. He's working at the dry cleaner, and he stole this uniform and put it on, and that's not right. Lisa, is he going to win this case? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think that it's probably going to be a draw. I think that he is going to get away on the criminal charge of impersonating a police officer because he wasn't impersonating a police officer. Because impersonating a police officer is where you have to go up to people and have them believe that you are a police officer. And a reasonable person has to believe that you are an actual police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what he was doing here. So I think they were trying to throw – that's a more serious charge than conversion of property, which is what they probably should have charged him with.
Mm-hmm.
Conversion of property, because he didn't actually steal it. You know, he just sort of borrowed it.
He wore it.
But that's an unauthorized use of that property. So it's technically a conversion of the property, which is like a very low-level form of stealing.
Okay.
And so, but that is a light misdemeanor. I think they were trying to charge him with something more serious here, and they're overreaching with impersonating a police officer. It's very clear. I watched his TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
He changes costumes. Like, while he's in the uniform, he puts on wigs and stuff and carries on about, he's just kind of making fun of the police. So it's no doubt that it made them angry.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tried to throw the book at him. But his counterclaim is going to fail as well, because you don't have a constitutional right to commit a crime.
right?
You know, just in the name of speech. So I think they both fail.
Exactly. Mm. That's our expert. I thought the exact same thing.
And the dry cleaner needs to fire him.
I'd fire him for wearing somebody's clothes.
I don't think they fired him. That's the crazy thing.
They really should.
Yeah, he's not worried. He's whacking off making videos instead of...
He's not whacking off.
You keep using that wrong, Dave.
Instead of...
That's really wrong. You can't.
He's supposed to be out there spotting fabric.
There's a guy over here whacking off a cop. What?
Goofing off. Boondoggling.
Goofy. We have to use the word goofing off. I want whacking off.
You don't know what he's doing back there.
I want that stricken from the record. I've seen him goofing off. To the desert southwest in Phoenix, a firefighting crew is under assault today because they went to the home of a woman she had COVID, and her son called and said, you've got to go to the hospital. So the fire department comes to check her out. They do analysis. They say she's not breathing very well, but they said to the son, do you want to drive her to the hospital? He goes, no, I want an ambulance. And the guys, and this is caught on doorbell cam, say, you know, we could take her, but that's going to be $1,500 for that ambulance bill.
Are you related, sir?
Yeah, that's my mom. You just want to take her to the hospital?
That ambulance is $1,500. I mean, we'll take her. You got $1,500. I know what I'd like to do with $1,500.
Hey, man, you got $1,500. I'll take it to Vegas, whatever. But they did an investigative piece on this, and this is the first time they got caught because it's on doorbell cam. But in other cases, by the way, the woman got driven to the hospital later by her son, and she had pneumonia brought on by COVID and had to spend 6 days in the hospital. Other people, like one man, his wife died because the fireman said, I don't know, the ambulance is so expensive. You don't really want an ambulance, do you? Have they done something wrong here, Lisa? Is it just, you know, to me, if somebody said, I can take her in an ambulance for $1,500 or you can drive her yourself for free, I would have driven her myself and appreciated the advice. But they're saying this is really wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, apparently it's a real problem in Phoenix. These firefighters do not like giving people a ride to the hospital because they've actually used Phoenix within the state to create, because of what happened in Phoenix, not just this instance, but a long time of this, to create a new state law that makes this illegal. So these guys are in trouble, not like civil damages, because the woman didn't have any harm from it, no medical harm. She wasn't made worse because of it, but they are in trouble. Because it, apparently in Phoenix, like the national rate of ambulance, like when an ambulance comes to your house, 83% of the time they transport somebody. That's the national number that was studied. In Phoenix, it was 35% of the time.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they were, because they were talking people out of it.
Yeah, they're, so they're literally talking them out of it. Man.
Right. So they created this state law. And these guys violated it. So, yeah, they're in trouble. And I wonder, you know, this lady, she was having difficulty breathing. She had COVID. Her son had COVID, and the grandchild had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of him driving her to begin with, he called 911 because he didn't want to leave the house with COVID and his kid, you know, he didn't want to have to deal with the kid. They were there alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think, I don't know, my mom was an emergency room nurse for over 30 years. And she would see and complain, and her colleagues would complain a lot about people who would call 911 and have an ambulance ride who were, you know, like an 18-year-old with a bad cold.
Right.
And it really pisses the EMS and the ER people off. It really does. And it just happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're reacting to that practice of people who don't really need EMS using EMS and EMS feeling obligated. And they used to do, I think some of the stories my mom used to tell, they would do some pretty they would make those people pretty uncomfortable, I think, those EMS folks, you know. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think they would try to make the ride as uncomfortable as possible.
Hit a few speed bumps and whatnot.
Crazy.
Hit some potholes intentionally and whatnot.
Yeah, I think, you know, scare me. We're going to have to do a catheter, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because honestly, if I was the son, I'd have said, thanks for saving me $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't even think it's not even about the money. I think he just saw her as somebody, like, you know, kid, take your mom to the ER.
Right.
I don't call
her. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he uses the money as a tool to dissuade the guy from using the ambulance. Very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to have to catheter. Take me home. I'm good.
I'm fine. Lisa Lanier, man, she rolled through it all today.
Yep.
More cases left over for next week. We even threw one in on her. She gets them all right, as always. Our official attorney of this program, LanierLawGroup.com or HireAHeavyweight.com if you need legal advice. Great job, as always, Lisa. Wonderful to talk to you.
You too. Have a great weekend.
There she goes. Thank you.